Okay, the boys. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We're holding the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the final three lines. And the Gemara is going to quote now two separate memories from Rav and Shmuel, which on the surface sound almost the same, but as we'll see, there are major subtle differences. Zok the Gemara Gufa Rav Shmuel Yamar Chavayu Kol Shiyesh Boy Mechameshes Haminim Mevorchen Olav Boyre Minim Mezaynus. The key word in this expression is koshiyesh boy mechameshes haminim. Every type of food item that has included within it some of the chameshes haminim, meaning chameshes haminim are five different types of grain, starting with chitus, oira, kusemis, shipoin, and sheboyle shual, which in English are roughly wheat and barley and oats and rye and spelt. So if you have any one of those five grains in one of your food items, in one of your foods, so then you have to make a bar min mezaynus, even if it's not the major ingredient in that food. But nevertheless, if it is an ingredient which is not just a binder, as they call it, but it's an actual food item, a classic example might be cheesecake, where at the bottom of the cheesecake you have a layer of mezaynus, and the top of it is all cheese, even though it's roughly 90% to 10%, or maybe 95 to 5. But if there's still a sizable amount underneath, even though it's a small quantity, you still don't make a bar min mezaynus on it, because this yesh boy in this cheesecake or in this food item, you have mechameshes haminim, so you make a bar min mezaynus. Vietmanami, now we have a second memra, Rav Shmuel Yamar Chavayu. Not koshiyesh boy, but koshahu mechameshes aminim. Any food which is produced from one of the chameshes aminim, mavorchan olav boyre minim zayis. So now the two sound very similar. The key words in both of them is, number one is koshiyesh boy, the second one is koshahu. And the question is, what do you need these two separate memories, or what is each one coming to tell us? Now, even before we get to the tzricha, l'chayr, it's self-evident that the first one is telling us that even if Yavad, that even if the Chameshes Aminim is just one ingredient of many Kol Shiyesh Boy, at least there's some Mechameshes Aminim, then you make a Bar Minim Mezaynus. The second member says Kol Shehu, that it in its pure state is Mechameshes Aminim, then you make a Bar Minim Mezaynus. So the Chayra, once I have the first member of Rav and Shmuel, I don't need the second member of Rav and Shmuel. If you're telling me that any food item that has in it 5% or 10% of the chameshes aminim, you have to make a bayim and zaynis, then certainly if 100% of it is rachav v'chaimer, so timur tzrich. The ashmin and kol shehu, if we would just say the second member, which means kol shehu, that it is a piece of chameshes aminim shem the isim ve'ainim, because then it's in its pure form. It's total wheat, it's total barley, total spelt, oats, rye, etc. Then I understand you have to make a boyred minim mezaynus. Abidei taruvis. However, the first case, the koshiyesh boy, where it's just one ingredient of many, where it's in a mixture, I would say light. Perhaps if it's only a small ingredient, we would not make a boyred minim mezaynus. Only perhaps if it's the major agreement, major ingredient, if it's 75%, 90%, maybe if it's only 5 or 10 or 20%, maybe not. Therefore, kamash malon koshiyesh boy. As long as there's some percentage of mechameshes aminim, you have to go and make a bar min mezaynus. V'yashmina koshiyesh boy. And if I would only have the first memra, have a mina, then I would go and say the following: koshiyesh boy from the chameshes aminim, and it's dafka to be from one of the five grains. What happens? Aval oiriz v'doichin. What happens if it's oiriz v'doichin? What exactly is oiriz v'doichin? Is a major machlokes between Rashi and Tosis and other Rishayim. If you look at Rashi, the second and third line, oiriz, Rashi says, is mil, or what we call millet. And then doichin is pants, which in English they call the panicked grass. I'm not exactly sure what panicked grass is. If I saw it, I would probably get in a panic because I wouldn't know what it is. But regardless, that's the way Rashi learns. Tosis, however, learns in the third Tosis from the top, Rashi, Pirish, Oiris is Melet, the Yesh Meforshim, that it's rice. what we call rice. Well, the high pirish yesh lafarish the doichen hayne melet. Ah, so therefore the oides v'doichen is rice and melet, and that's how most of the meforshim follow the Tosis, not following the Rashi. And therefore, this is very negeil masa, because I don't know when the last time is that I ate melet. I'm not even sure I would know what it is if I saw it, but I know what rice is, and that I have as a frequent food, and I'm sure many of you do as well. And therefore, the question is, what bracha do you make on rice? Oh. But that's only based on the Maskonas HaGemar, not based on the beginning of the Gemar, because as you'll see, we're going to go back and forth. So I would have thought, when do you say kol sheyesh boy, that if some of the ingredients are from the Chamesh HaSaminim, then you have to go make a Vodim Nemezainis, that's because it's Chamesh HaSaminim. If one of the ingredients in your food, in your porridge, in your stew, in your mixture, whatever it happens to be, is Oyez V'doichen, rice, loy, then I would say, no, you do not make a boire mine mezainis. Why? Mishum da'i de terubis. Because it's only one ingredient of many. Aval isim da'ini, what happens if it's pure rice? Neymar filo oiris v'doichen nami mevorchen olav boire mine mezainis. I might have thought that you make a boire mine mezainis. Kamash malon, no! Koshehu mechamecha saminim. Hu de mevorchen olav boire mine mezainis. Lafuke oiris v'doichen da filo isim da'ini. Even if you have them in their own pure state, not mixed with anything. So therefore, what the Gemara has concluded in answering our original question. What was the original question? What do we have these two separate members of Rav and Shmuel? First member was, anything that has some ingredient of the Chamesh HaSaminim automatically you make a Bar Minei Mezainis. That's to come to tell you the Chiddush, that you don't need to have it Be'en, meaning in its pure state, even if it's Ayidei Teruvus, even though it's one ingredient in a mixture with others, you nevertheless you have to make a boire minim zayis. The second member that says kol shehu mechamesh saminim, that's coming to exclude and say only if you have one of the five minim, then you make a boire minim zayis. But if you have oyres v'doichen, if you have rice, do not make a boire minim zayis. That's what the two members of Rav and Shmuel are coming to tell us. Frank Dimar. Don't you make a boyer minim mezainis on rice? What time did we learn in the braisa? Hey, vilafanav, they brought in front every person pas oyres. This is pas bread made out of rice, rice bread. Upas doichen, pas made out of the smilet. Mevorach olav tchila v'soif. You're supposed to make a bracha both before and afterwards. Kimasa kedera, just like a masa kedera. Masa kedera is something similar to what we would call today farina, that you've taken all different types of flour, whether it's wheat or barley, and you mix it with water and you cook it up, and it's kedera, it's cooked in a pot as opposed to something which is cooked or baked in an oven. So therefore, it's masa kedera. The din of pas oides is just like masa kedera. Okay, fine. And what's the din of masa kedera? They got masa kedera, tanya, and then the price. But chila, by this farina, by masa kedera, but chila mavarach olav boide minim zainit, you make a boire mezainis. Flip side, and afterwards you make mevorach olav brocha achas me'in shalosh, which is what we call an al hamichya. Oh, so it says very clearly that pas orez has the same status like farina. Farina has the halacha of boire minim mezainis at the beginning. You have an al hamichya at the end. So in Bezoi, Frank Tachimara, how did Rav and Shmuel just get finished saying that on oirez v'doichen you do not make a boire minim mezainis? I see from this price that you do make a boyer mine mezainis. Everything more. Kimasa gedera v'loy kimasa gedera. Even though that first price is said that pas orez mevorach olav tchila v'soif kimasa gedera like masa gedera, says Yimara, yes, but not exactly like masa gedera. Why? Because kimasa gedera mevorach olav tchila v'soif, it is like a masa gedera that yes, you do have to make a bracha both at the outset and at the end. For like masa gedera, dilu kimasa gedera, but tchila boyer minim mezainis. By masa kedera you make a bracha of boire minim mezainis, and at the end you make al hamichya. It's a farina. The ilu halcha, but in the case of the pas orez, the rice bread, but chil mavarach olav shehakol nia bedvaray. Flipsoif boire nefoshes rabbis vechesroinen al kol mashe bara lahachis bem nefesh kol choy, etc. Aha. So, Gemara is telling us with the first braisa that even though there is a duty to go and make a bracha batchila uvasoif by pas oides and pas doichin, just like masa kedera, But the parallel ends there. Meaning, yes, you have to make a bracha before and after. But you don't make the same bracha as Masi Kedera. Because Masi Kedera, you make the traditional Barmin Mezoinis and Alam Echia. Mashenkin Pasoidis Bastoichen. You go and make a Shahakoil and a Boydin of Four Shoyis Rabbis. Now, Lechoyra, you have to understand what's the chiddush of this price.
Yeah.
Don't we make a bracha on everything that's chela over sarif?
Right.
And the answer is, you'll recall Maseches Nida. We said, in fact, that there are some mandiyamim, some tanaim that held that you do not make a bracha basoif on certain food items, like yerek and like water. We, of course, do make a bracha batchil batoif, but that, in fact, was a machlekes tanaim. Anyway, so the Gemara is telling us over here that these two prices hold very clearly that when you're eating Pas Ores, everybody agrees you have to make a bracha batchil b'saif. The only shaila is, what brachas do you make? So we thought we had a conclusive raya from the second brisa, that Ores and Doichan are just like Masa Kedera that you make, aboided mina mezoinis and ala mechia. So you want to know. It has taka brachas before and after, but the brachas are shahakoil and boire nefoshes. Okay, Freik Timura, Va'udis la Masa Kedera. Until now we said the Odes is kin Masa Kedera. It's just like a Masa Kedera. And then we started saying, well, what does it mean, just like a Masa Kedera? Does it mean that you make brachos? Or does it mean that you make the same brachos? Freik Timura, Vatanya. Look at this price. This price is crystal clear. Eluhain Masa Kedera. I'm going to give you a list now of what Masa Kedera means. For what purposes? A making of bracha, boire mine mezainis, and an ala mechia. So what are those Masa Kedera? We have chilka, we have targis, we have soilis, we have zorid, we have arsen, and we have oires. We'll explain these terms in a moment, but you see that oires, the final one, that is Masa Kedera. And didn't we just finish saying that Masa Kedera is Bar Minim Zaynis? So we're back to square one with Rav and Shmuel. How did Rav and Shmuel say that when do you make a Mezoinis only on one of the Chameshis Haminim? But that comes to exclude Oires V'doichen. I see that Oires V'doichen is a Masa Kedera. A Masa Kedera you make a Bar Minim Mezoinis. Now, what are these other items which are enumerated? So Rashi explains that Chilka, Targis, not Zoriz, but Zorid, and Arson are basically all the same, and they all involve making a farina, and the only question is how coarse or how refined or how fine is the component of the grains inside this farina. Now, we're not talking about a situation where you have flour that is nicely ground. However, here we're talking about the original chitin, or so'irim, with the original grains were pounded, that you took something similar to a mortar and pestle, and you hit them over the head, and then you went and split the kernels into pieces. Oh, so by the case of the chilka, you split it into two. Targis, you see already the tri, which is built in, so that's already into three. Skip solis, zorid is four, and arson is five. Solis seems to be a mistake, and in fact, if you look at the aleph in the parentheses, that gets you to the Hagoy Sabach, and the Goy Sabach says that the word solis should be removed, because even though solis can be, is a Maisa Kedera, but this certainly doesn't go in line with the others, which were trying to establish that you have the most coarse farina, which would be chelka, where you've only split the wheat into two. Well, the targis and the zorit and the arson are three, four, and five, respectively, so the solus l'chayra is out of place. So, if you're wondering, where do I take this from? This is two, three, and four. So if you look at the Rashi is approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amid. In the middle of the line, it says chilka, chiti. Chiti, of course, means wheat. Demit peri basisa, that you break by hitting it with a mortar and pestle, as opposed to grinding it in a mill. Chodletarti, one kernel or one stalk of wheat or one portion into two. Well, tragis is chodle klas, one into three. Zoriz or zorid is chodle arba, one into four. And arson is chodle chomish, one into five. Okay, all of that is fascinating, but bottom line is that the braisa ends off with ores. So ores is a masa kedera. And masa kedera you make a boire mine mezoinis. Is doch schwer on Rav and Shmuel that said that you don't make a boire mine mezoinis except for the chameshis haminim. Everyday Gemara homani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. This braisa goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? The Sanya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oimen. Ores min dagan hu. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says something very, very mechudosh, that we don't have five grains, there are six grains. And the sixth grain, this is orez, this is rice. So much so, says Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that this is a chametz or matzah substitute. Meaning that on Pesach, chayoven al chimutzei karis, if you have rice sitting around and you allow it to rise and become chametz, karis, just like if you had a wheat or a barley product, same karis. And moreover, you could go and make not rice cakes, but you can go and make rice matzahs. V'odem yoytze b'yitechadosim b'pesach, on Seder night, you can go and make a matzah made out of rice. Of course, we don't hold that way. In fact, we Ashkenazim don't even eat rice because of the gzeira of kidneys. However, the Sfaradim do eat rice. But the point is that nobody considers rice to be one of the mini dog, and this is a great chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that orez is the equivalent of wheat or barley, therefore he holds that you make a boide mini mezainite. But we, including Rav and Shmuel, say, no, you don't make a boy mezainite. Come on, there's nishka dogon, and therefore you would make a shahakul. So you might have the Rabbanan like, but the Rabbanan disagree with the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rav and Shmuel hold like the Rabbanan, like the majority opinion. Frankly, more of a Rabbanan loy, don't the Rabbanan also agree that the din of oyres that has a boyre mine mezainis and not a shahakul? But Tanya, I have a braisa. And the braisa is a fairly lengthy braisa, where the first half of the braisa deals with chita. We're only going to get to orez as we approach the wide lines.
If one were to make challah or matzah out of rice, would they be making hamotzi? Or is sticking with Amazonas?
Are you holding according to Birch Manuri, or are you going according to the Rabban?
I'm holding by the last piece that we learned.
Okay, the last piece that we just finished off was the Rabbanan. They disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the one that says the tremendous chiddush that if you made a matzah out of rice, you could be yotzei on Seder night.
Right.
Since all haragodas have a moitzi, and then afterwards, Hashem kicham soisiv one alachinas matzah, those would be the brachas that you would make on such a rice matzah. But again, we don't feel like that. That is not the maskana saying Gemara. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold that you'd be making a moitzi.
You would make a moitzi if you're making a bread or you're making a matzah out of it. It would be just like a bread substitute or a matzah substitute. Same halacha as if wheat matzahs or barley matzahs or spelt matzahs or rye matzahs or oats matzahs, also rice matzahs.
Wheat is someone can only gluten. Someone who's gluten free.
Yeah.
Is there any shita today who holds or can use rice matzah? That situation?
They use oats. Apparently oats is gluten-free. I guess one time for my Seder, and we had to get oat matzah for them.
So rice would not be used?
It's not necessary.
Ashkenazim don't use rice because it's kidneys. Sfaradim do, but they certainly don't consider it to be a min dogan to use for purposes of making a matzah. But as Barry points out, you can get commercially today both oat as well as spelt matzahs. They are typically more expensive. Yeah, and by spelt, it depends. And spelt, not all forms of spelt. Anyway, those that are gluten-free know which ones they can and which ones they can't. Sorry?
Yeah, make a mochi.
A spelt matzahs and on
oat matzahs.
And also challahs you can make on spelt.
You can make, I know people who make every week. They make
spelt. Yeah, they sell them in the stores.
You can buy in the stores too.
I see people get both and they only eat the spelt. Or the other one,
we
have also wheat, so make sure that
we
make an
amotzi. You can make a amotzi on spelt matzahs and on spelt challahs. Yeah, no question. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so Gemara is asking, you're telling me that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore they hold that you make a boire, that you make a shahakar, and not a boire mine mezoinis on oiris, on rice. But Tanya, I have a braisa. And the first for the braisa, again, is not dealing with oiris, it's talking about a koises. Esachita. Koisis means a person who's chewing. And he's eating chita means kernels of wheat. He didn't process the wheat at all. He just cut the wheat from the ground and then he put the kernel of wheat into his mouth and he chewed it like chewing gum. What's Allah on that? That's why priyadama, because the only reason why we make on bread the special bracha of hamoitzi or on cake or an auction, etc., we make a bar minim mezainis because that's already been processed. However, if it's still in its raw form, then it doesn't have any chashivas whatsoever more than anything else that grows from the ground, just like when you go and eat vegetables from the ground. You make a bari pri adama, so you ate chita from the ground, bari pri adama. However, tochna, if you ground it up into flour, off, and then you baked it, at this point, of course, since we're talking about chita, of course, it goes without saying, if you baked it into a bread, or into a challah, or into a matzah, you have to make a moitzi. But now the braisa continues on. What happens if after you finished baking it, bishla, now you cooked it, you took your piece of challah, or your piece of bread, and you put it into a pot, and you added water, and you cooked it as part of a soup of whatever. It's been mancha prusis kayomis. If the piece of bread that you put in initially, even though you've cooked it in the water and in the soup, is still, it's very soggy and very moist, it goes without saying, but if it's still intact, like Rabbi Dinio says, then batchila, before you go and eat from that prusa, because it's no different than any other piece of bread, other than it's nice and soggy and wet, but it's still prusas kayamas, it's an intact piece of bread, you make a moitzi, and then at the end, gimel brachos, it means you bench, regular bench.
You have to wash?
Yeah, if you're eating a moitzi, you have to wash.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask two questions.
On bread, croutons, which are also made from bread, and in the salad, you don't make a moitzi on that?
We're going to talk about that in Mitchum on the Amid base.
Okay, stay tuned.
And stay tuned.
Bread pudding?
So bread pudding?
Chalakugel.
Chalakugel, yes.
Is that considered?
Based on our Gemara, if you see the Prusas Kayamas, we're going to talk about it in the Gemara on the Amid base. This is also partial answer to Rav David's question. The Gemara is going to talk about if it has the Teresa Benahama. Teresa Benahama says Rashi means it has to have that form and it has to have the coloration.
The appearance.
Oh, that's the right term. Toar Maris Alechem. You have to be able to go and see the piece of bread. Let's add the Mitzvah and the wide lines of the Rashi. Teresa Benahama, Toar Maris Alechem. In your case, if you're making a kugel, do you still see the piece of bread, or is it so tzemun that it looks just like a kugel? Yeah.
Gimel brachas for benching. When was the fourth added?
Fourth was added later on, because the...
No, but how much after the Gemara?
The first three are midaraisa. Right, that's right, Minatora. Right. The fourth one is midraban. Right. The Gemara already tells us in the Gemara, this is not post-Talmud, in the Gemara it says that they added that fourth bracha called birchas ha-tayva.
But they still were, if so, this, but
the Gemara still refers to it as the
thank you.
The major part of it is the araisa, is the three brachas.
Yochanan ben Nuri Akiva lived at the time of the Bar Kokhba rebellion, so it's appropriate they didn't add it yet. They added it after the Harugi Beitar, their bodies didn't decay.
So you hear conclusively from a historical perspective that at this time they only had three, you didn't have four.
Good.
Anyway, getting back to the Braisa. So the Braisa tells us again about the intact pieces of bread that are soggy and wet inside this kedera. What's halacha if they're intact? Normal hamoitzi, and you have to bench. If, however, the pieces have all fallen apart, in other words, you cooked it for quite a while, and now it's kind of dissipated and disintegrated, then what's the din batchila? Since it has from the chameshes mine dogon, this is Ravid Shmuel Koshi Yesh Boy me chameshes. Then mevarchalei aboyer mim nezayin. Flip side, mevarchalei abrocha achas mein shalosh, which is what we call ava mechia. Now all of this was fascinating, but it's gotten us off a little bit on attention because we have to get back to Ores. Not that this first part is not going to be important, because we're going to ask kashas from it later on. But in the meantime, let's get back to our Ores question. The Ores question is, what bracha do you make on Ores? Do you make on it a boyer mina mezaynais, or do you make on it a shahakel? So it says gemara hakoyses ha'oris. Again, a person who's chewing raw rice, as opposed to chewing the chita kernel, you're chewing raw rice. What mubarak alav boyer pri wadam, just like we had before by the chita. But now, what happens if you processed it? Tochanai, you went and ground it in a mill. Ofay, and now you baked it. Ubishlay, and post baking, you went and cooked it. Afal pisha, prusis kayomis, even if you still see the original rice cakes or rice bread, you see it, it's intact. But chil mavarach olav, boire mine mezoinis. For the psoif mavarach olav, bar bracha achas mein sholosh, you go and make. At the end, you start off by Zionis, at the end you make an alamechir. Aha. So, Freiti Moriets, Mani, who is the Tana of this Braisa which we just got finished saying? Elaim Rabbi Yechman Nuri, if you can tell me it's Rabbi Yechman Nuri, the Omar, Oires Min Dogen, who he said that Oires has a din of Dogen like not 5 grains, but we have 6 grains. And if that's the case, if you tell me that he baked it into a bread, and it's still intact, why do we say now that the halach is you make a boire mina mizoynis ha moitzi lechem in a aretz v'sholesh brachas boire bruchi? Because after all, we equated, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, rice bread and rice matzahs to wheat bread and to wheat matzahs. We said that on Pesach, if you have rice bread, chas v'sholem, you eat it and you have it, chmutzei karis. And if you make it into a matzah, we're saying you yoitzi a mitzvah matzah on Seder night. So it's exactly the same. And at the beginning of the Braisa, we said that if you took that chita and you baked it into a bread, and then you went bishl and you put it into some sort of a pot, if the prusas kayomois, if the pieces of bread are still intact, then you have to make a bracha hamoitzi, and at the end you make benching. So that should be the exact same din. If this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri speaking, the same thing should apply to the rice bread. That if you baked it and the put it into the soup and it's still totally intact, you should go make hamoitzi. What does it say? Bar b'nei mezoinos. Elamai mizasenik goes according to Rabbanan. So even though the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they only disagree that it doesn't have the status of chita and tzaora. It doesn't have the status of the five grains. But they also agree that it has the status of making a boire mina mezoinis. And that's why they just said now that if you have the orez and you went and baked it and you put it into the soup, you continue making a boire mina mezoinis. That's against what Rav and Shmuel said, because Rav and Shmuel said only on the chameshis mina dogon. To you, if the Rav and Shmuel, to you, if the staka, Rav and Shmuel are ogefrekt. They are refuted, because in fact we do make on rice a boire mina mezoinis. We do not make a shehakol, not like Rav and Shmuel said. Now, Rav and Shmuel only focused on the bracha rishoina. Yes, Rabbi Neumann. Oh, I thank you, Rabbi Neumann, for introducing that, because in fact Rav and Shmuel only addressed the question of the bracha rishoina. Like we had here at the bottom of the Amid, called Shehu Mechameshus Aminim Avorchen Olav Boyd Aminim Zoinis, but they did not address the question of the Bracha Achrei. Our Braisa did address it, because the Braisa just finished saying that on the rice bread you would make a Boyd Aminim Zoinis, and at the end you'd make a Bracha Achas Mein Cholich, which means an Ala Mechir. But as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, this is not so simple. Before we get back to Orez, we get off on a tangent just for a moment with the chita. Says the Gemara, Oma Mar, Hakoisis is a chita, a person who chewed a kernel of wheat, Mavarach Alea, Boire Prihadam. That's what we had in the previous brisa. Pregimah Vatanya. We have another brisa that says you make a funny bracha, you make a bracha Boire Mine Zeroim. Whoever heard a bracha like that? That's the bracha you're supposed to make if you're chewing the chita. Pregimah Zvachshver, what bracha do you make? Do you make a boire pri adama, or do you make a boire min ezra? Do you make a kasha? Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan? That's the machloikis Rabban Rabbi Yehuda that we had at the outset of our perek. That nan ala yirokis oimer. If a person is eating vegetables, he makes a bracha boire pri adama, like we do. Or Rabbi Yehuda oimer boire mine deshoim. That's also a strange bracha. And boire mine deshoim is not the same as boire mine zeroim. These are also two. What's going on over here? So when we learn Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and Rashi basically repeats it once again over here, Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that there is a bracha boire mine deshoim. He's not saying that there's a bracha boire mine zeroim. What he's saying is that on kol min v'min, each one has its own bracha. If you take it to its radical extent, that would mean that every time you eat a banana, you have to make boire mine bananas, and every time you eat tomatoes, boire mine agvonios, or whatever they call them in Eretz Yisrael, and if you ate, for instance, a cucumber, boire mine malafafine. However, Rashi over here constrains it and restrains it. Apparently you only make two or three different brachas, meaning Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like the idea of making a generic, general bracha for anything that grows from the ground. He wants to go and make it into specific express categories. If you look at the Rashi, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi is halfway down the Omud of the Gemara. Ha Rabbi Yehuda is a Rashi. Ha Diktani Bori Minei Zeroyim Rabbi Yehudi Diktani. He says in the Mishnah, the Kol Min Umin Me'ein Berchosai. You don't give a generic bracha, but rather you look at each species and you try to give a bracha which relates to that species. Kinem Farsh, the command, the Perkin, like we'll have later, Ali Bey and Daf Mem, Vushdeit, Hilkach, Liyarokois, if you're talking about regular vegetables, Boire Mine Deshoy. Ulachitin, if you're talking, however, about wheat or grain, Dizroim Ninu, that you make a Boire Mine Zeroim. And therefore, you have at least two separate brachas. Yerokois are Kishoim, Zeroim are Zeroim. Perhaps there are other similar brachas according to Yehuda as well. However, the Rabbanan Bein Zeroim Bein Yerachas doesn't make a difference by the Pri Huadoma like we do. You don't have to special one, express, tafka, particularize to that particular min. It's just a generic bracha. So therefore, this machloikis or these two brises are not so sad, it's a machloikis. The one that says Bayri Adama, that's us, that's the Rabbanan. And the other brise is a Yehuda that holds you have to have a particularized type of bracha. So therefore, if you're talking about Chita, you make Bayri Min Ezra. But now let's get back to our favorite issue of the Orez, and specifically to what Rabbi Newman was asking before, what bracha do you make post eating rice? This is the same brice that we learned a few lines ago. So this brice is very much on point, and it says that the bracha rishayna boirim minay mezaynis on rice, not like Rav and Shmuel, and that's what the Gemara said to Yuf the Rav and Shmuel to Yuf. But now the brisa adds, v'lupsayf, and at the end you make a bracha achel min shalish, you make an ala bechya. Freitimor v'tanya, but have another brisa, l'vsayf v'loy klum, that when you finish eating rice, you don't make any bracha. You don't make any bracha. Says Rashi, not that you don't, I'm sorry?
Not
the first. Oh, so that's Mr. Friedlander's point, is Rashi's point. So if you look at the Rashi v'loy klum, about 8 lines before the end, k'loymar, ein ton mi brachis peiros eretz Yisrael v'loy klum. You don't make an ala mechia, you don't go make an ala eitz, you don't make an ala gefen, none of the brachas that you would associate with the shivas aminim, but ela boire nefoshis rabbis, kechol midi delasim mi shivas aminim, like other food items that do not have anything to do with the shivas aminim, shenishtabcha behen eretz yisra. Ah, so bottom line is, when it says in the Gemara, it means you make a bracha of boire nefoshis. So now we have a stira. One brisa said that when you finish eating rice, you make an ala mechia, and the other one says they make a bar and a parshoy. So what's going on? It says Yimura, it's not a stira, it's a machlokes. Amrav Sheish is like Kasha Harum Gamliel Fiha Rabbanan. Rav Gamliel is the tan of one brisa, and the tan of the other brisa is the Rabbanan. Now who are Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan? So the Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel that are going to address this shaila, we're going to have on the top of the Amud Beis. But before that, we're going to have other inyanim which are related, but which really don't address our issue. Remember, because at the moment we're focusing on rice. So let's not get lost and go astray, because the brisa begins with non-rice. Disani, we say in the brisa, Zehakal, this is the general rule. Kol shehu mishivas haminim. Anything which is one of the seven minim, shenishtabcha behen eretz Yisrael, like chita se'oira, gefen, te'ena, v'rimayin, eretz zei, shemen, u'dvosh, any one of those seven minim. So that would include grapes, and that would include figs, and that would include dates, and it would include olives, all of those things. Yeah, what's a lechem gamliel oimer? Sholosh brachois. Wow. When you finish a meal of grapes, even if they happen to be sour grapes, nevertheless, you have to go and bench. And the same thing applies if you ate a meal of dates and a meal of figs. And the meal holds sholish brachas, that means you bench. Chamoimim no brach achas mein sholish, you go and make the, here it's not an alamechia, well it depends which of the shivas aminim. If it's the chitas oida, you made it into cake, you made it into lakshin, you made it into noodles, then yes, of course, then you do make an alamechia. But on the others, you would go and make ala eitz. That's all brach achas mein sholish, the abridged version of the benching, which we call alamechia, or brach achreina, long brach achreina. Okay. So far, so good. Now the Gemara tells us a real life story. They were all sitting together at a meal in Yerichoy. And they brought in front of them koisvois. Koisvois, Rashi tells us, are tamarim. Those are dates. And they had a date eating dates. Oh. And they ate the dates. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, said, Rabbi Kiva, we're mechabed you to go and bench. To bench. Everybody take my machroinim, take out your long benches, you're going to go and bench the ganze benching. Because that was Rav Gamliel that said Shalish Brachas. Rabbi Kiva, however, didn't listen, and Kofetz Ubeirach, Rabbi Kiva Bracha Achas Mein Shalish. Before everybody had a chance to bench, he quickly said the Alho Eitz, finishing off Al Oretz Vala Peirois on the Koisves, on the dates. Omer Gamliel. Gamliel, as you know, was not so happy with dissenters. Remember what he did to Rabbi Yeshua, and that's the reason why eventually he was exactly. Yeah, eventually he became only a part-time co-nasi together. Blozim and Azariah.
Three out of four.
Givaldik. So Omer Gamliel. Akiva. Keeping me Rebbe Akiva, and Masi Atem Machlis Roish Chabena Machloikis. Why are you getting involved in this dispute? After all, this Machloikis is between me, Ram Gamliel, Sholish Brochus, and the other Chachamim. Rebbe Akiva, I was Machabed you to bench. Was Mish Sacharan. Don't get involved in Machloikis. Amalei, so now Rebbe Akiva spoke very respectfully to Ram Gamliel, and he said, Rabbeinu, Av Bisha'ata Imerkein. I know for a fact that you take a home without benching, and that's why you mechabed me with a benching. You probably even give me a cost to go and drink. And I know that your chaverim disagree with you, but Maratana Rabbeinu, haven't you taught us generically throughout the Talmud the Yochever Amalacha Kirab? When you have a machloket between a single person and the majority, then you go after the majority opinion. And you agree that the chachomim disagree with you, and therefore they said that you make a bracha achas mein sholish, the ala eitz, and you don't go on bench. Anyway, you see from this story, very crystal clear, this machloek is on Gamliel and the Chacham. Yeah.
What does the word Aliyah teach us? That they were reclining in the Aliyah.
Aliyah is just the place where they got together for the meal. Apparently downstairs, it was booked for Sheva Brochus, so therefore upstairs they had a bar mitzvah. It doesn't say why they were dafkin Aliyah. I don't know why. If you find that in the enter, please let me know. Aliyah, you know, the second floor is above the first floor.
They used to drive the tapes up on the roof. That's probably why they went up there.
No, sometimes Aliyah means the second story.
They drive the tapes up on the roof. And that's why they
most of the time they meant
the
second
floor. Stories in those days,
they're all one story.
We call an Aliyah an attic. However, Aliyah in Chazal usually means the second floor. That's correct.
It's more exclusive, or it's more private.
Okay, fine, good. Anyway. We have all been elevated by learning this Gemara, so we've all had.
Good. Yeah, because when they did the Yudches, they stopped them from coming up, so they had more of a
issue. Shmuel Cutten is one I think who said.
Oh,
yeah. He said I wasn't invited, so he left. Yeah, he was invited.
Was for that or for Ibra Chodesh? Ibra Sham.
Ibra Chodesh also. They did it. They had the images of the moon. Ibra Chodesh.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, all of that's fascinating. But let's get back to our Gemara now. And the Gemara now tells us on the last line, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda is now saying in the name of Rabban Gamliel, Kol Shehu Mishivas Aminim. It's one of the seven Aminim. Now it's going to depend if it's a Shivas Aminim V'loy Mindogan Hu. If it's not a Mindogan, in other words, it's one of the other five. Not the Chitas Oida, but it's the Geth and Taina, Remind, etc. Pomegranate, we didn't talk about pomegranate, but any of the other five. Or if it's Mindogon, or if it happens to be Chitas Oida, Vulo Yasoi passed, but he didn't make it into a bread. Instead, he made it into a cake, or he made it into noodles. What's Allah, Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer Sholeish Brachos? Again, Rabbi Gamliel is very, very firm in his conviction, and he says, you always have to bench on the Shivas Haminim. Even though we're not talking about bread, we're not talking about matzah or challah. We're talking about the other five minim, mindog, the non-mindogon of the Shivas Haminim. Or if you took the mindogon, but you didn't make it into pas, you made it into cake. Can you imagine? Every time you eat noodles, every time you eat knedel, every time you go and eat pasta, every time you go and eat cake, you have to bench according to Ram Gamliel. Of course, we do not follow that view, so don't get noises, but that's what Ram Gamliel holds. So, Chomayman Bracha Achas, meaning Bracha Achas Mein Sholesh, which means you make, in the first cases, you make the Al Ho'etz, Al Peirois, and here you make the Al Mechil. Okay. Now, Kol She'enoi, Loi Mishivas Aminim, V'loi Mindogan. What happens if you have something which is not Shivas Aminim, not Mindogan? Kigoin, Pas Oides V'doichen. I thought that you might have already forgotten about this. We've been talking about the Oides V'doichen, and we kind of lost sight of Oides V'doichen for the last few minutes. So what's the din there? You're talking about something made out of Oides, made out of rice. Ram Gamliel Oima Brocha Achas Mein Shalosh. You have to make at the end an Ala Mechia, the Chachamoyim V'loi Klum. Like Rashi said on the Yomar Aleph, you have to bake a bird in the fashis. Oh, so I have now a machloikis legabi ores between Ram Gamliel and the Chacham. Ram Gamliel says, you make a brach achav ben sholish after rice This is Rabbi Newman's question of 10 minutes ago. We have to make an ala mechia, and the Chum say, no, you make a bar nefashis. So, l'choyer, with this, we've answered our kasha. We go just briefly back to the Omet Aleph. Remember, we asked a stira. What was the stira? That the first brisa that we had, that fairly lengthy brisa on the Omet Aleph, the koises eshu oires, which ended off that if a person went and baked the oires into a bread-like rice bread, and then he put it into hot water, he cooked it somehow, if it's still intact, you make a at the beginning, and you make a bruch achas mean sholish. At the end, you make an ala mechia. But then we had another bright that said, no, you may only make a burn of arches. So Rav Sheshi said, it's not a seder. Loikasha Ram Gamliel v'harabanan. So that's the Ram Gamliel v'harabanan that we just learned now in this brisa, that when you're talking about orez bruch achroina, Rabbi Gamliel is the one that holds that you have to make a full-fledged ala mechia. Well, Rabban say, no, you only make a bar nefashis. So the teretz is a perfect teretz. Stira, machloikis, everything is great. However, the Gemara is going to ask now that it's inconsistent with the first part of the brisa. Zok Imar. B'mayu kimta, how did you end for the stira on the Amud Aleph by saying, Brisa number one is Ram Gamliel. The second brisa that says Burn of Foshes is the Rabbanan. Ema Seifa, Dereisha. Let's go back to that lengthy brisa that we had on the Amud Aleph, which remember started before the wide lines where we had the Chita discussion. Only afterwards did we get to the Orez discussion. So now we're talking about the Seifa of Dereisha of that part, talking about Chita now. The what? That you started off with having wheat. You ground it into flour. You baked it, and then you took the baked bread and you put it, ubishla, you put it into a soup of some sort. So he said, if the prusais are kayamois, hamoitzi, and then you make a benching at the end. It may not prus kayamois, however, if they have now disintegrated and dissipated inside this liquid, batchil mavarach aleha, boyrimina mezaitis, you make a boyrimina mezaitis, philipsait mavarach aleha, brocha achas mein cholish, and then you make an ala michia at the end. Now remember, you said that that brisa is the one that goes according to Ram Gamliel, because that's the brisa that concludes by the Orez, that you go and make an ala michya at the end. So the whole brisa is Ram Gamliel. So Mani, if you can tell me that brisa is Ram Gamliel, hashta akhoisvo is the adaisa, meaning the top line here of the Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda said Mishmoy. He's saying in the name of Ram Gamliel, what did he say? That if you have one of the five minim, which would include, for instance, Koisvois, that was the story in the Amud Aleph. Ram Gamliel picked on Rabbi Kiva. That's the date. Okay. The Adaisa, that's the case of the Mindogan top line, Mindogan Veloya Soi Pas, that you didn't go and make it into bread, but you made it into daisa, a farina type of thing. Aha. So what does Ram Gamliel hold in both of those cases? Ram Gamliel give a brachas. You have to bench at the end. If that's the case, here you're talking about not koises v'daisa, here you're talking about mindogon, that you made into actual bread. So even though the bread has disintegrated, but it's no less than the daisa. If the daisa you have to make gimel brachas, if you have to bench, and meina prusas kayomis, mi boya, then for shteitzach you have to go and bench. Yet, why does the braisa say, meina prusas kayomis batchila, mevorach aleh, barimim mezoinis, vilopsoif, broch achas mein sholosh, if Ram Gamliel is the one that's speaking, because you're saying that that first braisa goes to Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel holds that even if you started off with daisa, with farina, you have to go and bench. Alachas kam v'kam, if you're starting off with a piece of bread, which in a sense became transformed into farina because it disintegrated inside this soup or whatever that you cooked it in, then a fish daisa should have to go and bench. It was originally a piece of bread. It's not worse than your daisa, and yet it says that you go and make at the end an ala mechia. Elipshita, Muzdach Zain, that Brisa, that lengthy Brisa, which you were quoting, which you thought was Ram Gamliel, is not Ram Gamliel, it's Rabbanan. Because it's the Rabbanan that disagree. If you look at the second line at the top of our Omud over here, when we were talking about the Mindogan Veloya Soypas, say the Rabbanan, no, you don't go on bench, you just go on Brocha Achaz Mein Sholish, meaning you only go and do an Alamechia. So therefore, it's the Rabbanan that are the speakers, the authors of that lengthy brisa, and it's the bonim that say at the end that you have to make an ala michya on rice. So if that's the case, kasha rabbanan rabbanan. So now we have two braises. Both of them are rabbanan. Neither of them is Ram Gamliel, and each one of them says something different. The first braise says that at the end of rice you have to make an alam mechir. The second one it says am I burning a farches. So make up your mind. It's my eloilim rabbanan. I agree with you that the first braise is not Ram Gamliel, it's rabban. By the fact that he says by the chita that if the pieces are no longer intact, you don't make and you don't bench, but you say an alam mechir. So therefore, by the orez, we have to say that's the rabbanan speaking that Ram Gamliel, and you only make a boire nefarshois. Aye, the tani gabi orez v'lubesoyif, a utani gabi orez v'lubesoyif, a nevorach ola v'loi klum. What we have to do is make a slight emendation. We have to make a slight modification that when it said at the end of that braisa that after orez you make an alam mechir, sorry, you have to push the delete button and change that to boyer nefashos. And as a result, now both braises now say the same thing. That lengthy braisa will now say when you finish off orez, not alam mechir, but boyer nefashos. And then that short braisa, the time you, we have the other one and that says mevorach olav leiklum, all to says boyer nefashos. And therefore, there is no stira, there's no machlekes. It's two braises saying the same. What a lengthy braisa, what a short braisa. Therefore, no kasha. Once you make a modification, they both say the same thing. And that's, of course, the minhag today on rice that we make the boyer, we start off boyer menim zaynes, and at the end we go and make a boyer nefashos as opposed to an alam mechir. That's the general minhag of the item. All of this is based on the girsa of toisis, or the translation of the word oides to mean rice. However, this is not universal. Rashi disagreed, and that's why there is a shaila bahalocha. Lemaisa, the psak is 99% of the people on rice make the boyer menim zaynes, and at the end they make the just the boyer nefashos. However, there are some that are concerned because of the machloikis, and if they're eating rice, they first eat a piece of cake or noodles or something where it's a vadai boyer menim zaynes, and then with that they pater the oris. Perhaps they also drink something to make a shakel, so that there shouldn't be any shayla whatsoever. Well, sorry, we didn't have anybody that said Adam except for chewing raw rice. But anything which is cooked rice, according to the Gemara, was either it was going to be a going to be either a shahakal or it's going to be a Barman Zainis. But again, most people make a Barman Zainis. Yes, Rabbi Newman. Has your question been answered?
Yes.
No, Baruch Hashem. Good.
Why does rice have that special distinction that it's like the Chamash meaning of this? It's a special status that you
can
get
great
on that.
Why is it different? Well, it's certainly not one of the five mine dogon. We always have the five mine dogon go together, chitas oir, etc., which have the major ramifications for Pesach, the gabi chometz, and the gabi matzah. Because in Maseches Pesachim it talks about that if you have one of those five mine dogon and they're bechimutzam, you have a din of kares, and if you made it into a matzah, you'd be yoitze, you'd dechavosoy on Pesach. So it's certainly not in that category. Why would you go and make a boyer menim zaynes at the beginning? The Gemara doesn't address. I'm assuming that the Gemara considers it to be mezin. It considers it to be something that satiates and nourishes the body, similar to the chamisha minei dagon. And therefore, just like they, you make a mazin boyer menim zaynes. This is also mazin boyer menim zaynes, but it doesn't rise to the level of the other five. So therefore, you make a boyer nefashos. You don't make the alamuchia or your own bench. Yes.
Also, she says the ikar is the topping and not the oris. We make shakar or we make mizoinus.
I have to tell you, I am not a sushi eater. I have been told, however, that there's a major machloikis whether you make a mezoinus on sushi or whether you make a shahako on sushi, and some make a bayer priya dam on sushi. What would it depend on? Depends on what is the ikar? Is the ikar the rice? Is it the fish? Is it the vegetables? Is it all the three? I'm eating it for all purposes. Some people separate them.
In regards to the oris, you know, in Eretz Israel, we didn't have quinoa. Or brown rice.
Quinoa, yeah.
And so, by the same token, the same logic, you should make
on quinoa. From what I'm told, is you make a bar pri adama on quinoa because of the fact that it's not lechamesh is mina dogan, it's not oris v'dochen, it's something new that was discovered recently or something like that.
It's actually
like
a
that.
Fruit. It's actually not even a grain. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit. So you make a bar pri eitz on.
I don't like quinoa.
You don't quinoa.
You eat it Shabbos after Motzei.
I see.
I'm bothered by the.
But both people make adama on it.
Look at Wikipedia.
It's so certainly fruit for thought. Yes, continue on.
I'm bothered that brain of functions is called.
Yeah,
I'm bothered the brain of functions is called Mavrach Alav Velo Klum. It seems very dismissive.
Yes.
It's kind of. I'm surprised. It sounds like it's a nothing. It's a garnish.
Yeah, well, compared to a benching and Alamachia, yeah, the brain of functions. Exactly. Yeah, everything is relative. Good. And we continue on the Gemara Vayta. Now we get into other. We have now finished the whole sigya of rice, and we go into another story. I'm sorry. Once again,
we said the crusos were shazam.
We're going to get to croutons shortly. Shortly, we're not there yet, but soon. Yes, Rabbi Newman. The maskana of the sushi is that you have to ask your competent posek, and from what I'm told is that the poskim have a major difference of opinion, and they themselves are not absolutely clear what bracha you're supposed to make. So right. Therefore, if you want to be on the safe side, assuming that the sushi also has on the same table pieces of cake or crackers or something which you can make a mezainis, be good to take a smaller piece of cake and make a mezainis. You don't have to eat a kezayis to make a bracha rishayna. Only for bracha achroina, then you have to have shiur. For a bracha rishayna, even a mashu, take a small piece of cake, a small cracker or something, make a mezainis. If this is one of those that's filled with raw fish, then go and make a shahakal on a drink or something else. And then go and eat the sushi, and then you don't have any problems. But just eating sushi on its own is problematic. Anyway, there is a story that's told since by rice, thank you. Even though, again, the general custom is Barman and Mezoinis at the beginning, and we make a Barna Farshis at the end, it is not crystal clear because it depends on how you define the word Orez. Rashi did not define Orez as rice, he defined it as millet, the other thing is pannagrass, it's toises. So they tell the story, in fact, of holy people. They tell the story of, for instance, the Satmarov. He was coming out of the war, and he hadn't eaten for 2 days or something like that, and somebody offered him a portion of rice, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't eat it because it's a suffix bracha, and therefore he has to. And the person was shocked because 99% of the people on rice make bonzoides, and he hadn't eaten for 2 days, so I'm not going to eat it until, because of the fact that it was a suffix. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Omer Rabba, Hariata dechakloi. What is rihata? Rashi says rihata is that's rihitim. Here rihata is chavitz kedera. Right? Rashi parallel to our Gemara, two lines higher. Riyata is Chavitz Kedera. So what is Chavitz Kedera? So we had that already in the Gemara yesterday briefly, and we had a Rashi about it, and Rashi said that Chavitz Kedera is a porridge which is made out of three ingredients. Kimcha, which is flour, Duvsha, which is honey, and Mishcha, which is oil. Now we're not going to focus so much on the oil, we're going to focus more now on the kemach, on the flour, and the Duvsha, the Dvash, the honey. So therefore, when you see now the word Riata in our Gemara, think of some sort of food item which is a combination of honey together with flour. Now it depends where it's processed, according to Rava.
Baklava.
Okay, good. I thought that's a section of Yerushalayim or something. But anyway. I'm sorry. So Omer Rava, Hayriata de Chakloi. What's made Chakloi? Rashi says Chakloi are Bnei Kfar. These are people that live in the towns and villages. If they make this type of baklava, if that's the name for it, then the mafshi bekimcha, since they put in a lot of flour, mevorach b'min mizoyis, my time, because smida ikar, the major ingredient in this riata is the smida, is the flour. However, the mechoiza means if this is a riata which is processed in, says Rashi, B'nai Krach.
B'nai
Krach. Rashi says B'nai Krach. B'nai Krach means large cities. We don't mean the city of Mechoz itself. We're talking about cities, okay. Big cities. So there, people there know more about calories and carbohydrates and bad fats and all that type of stuff. And therefore they put in less kemach, less flour, but they put in more honey. Because why might that? Because Tufshe is Iker. The Dvash happens to be the major ingredient. So that on the surface sounds very, very good. However, Rava said, oh no, no, I changed my mind. Why? Because of what we started off today's Gemara. The Rava Shmuel, the Amar Tavai, what did they say? Koshiyesh boy mechamesh zeminim. If you have flour in it, even if it happens to be a very small amount, relatively speaking, therefore makes no difference if you eat this riata, wherever you eat it, it has the international name for it, the international bracha is Barmanim Zainis, regardless of the amount of honey vis-a-vis the amount of the kemach. Amr of Yosef, Hai Chavitza, the boss is a Chavitza. So Rashi tells us Chavitza is Ke'en Shal Naikuk, that's very helpful. Shemafarin Betoichu Ilfis Lechem. Ilfis is a pan or a pot, and you're now putting in pirurim, you're putting in pieces of bread in it, presumably to fry or to cook. I'm sorry?
Like fondue?
Fondue? I'm not sure what fondue is. But chavitza are small pieces of bread, and you put into an ilfis, into a pan or pot, for further cooking. Okay, so now this chavitza, the ispe pirurin kizayis, if you still have intact pieces of bread which are kizayis or more, then so in other words, even though it is now part of a larger porridge of some sort, and remember, Mendy asked at the beginning of the shir, what about if you have a challah kugel? So if you can see pieces of challah, even though obviously now it's in a changed form, you have now together with it eggs and other things that you mixed in, but you can see the pirurim kizayis, then you got to go make a hamoitzi, and you have to make at the end sholish brachas, you have to go and bench. However, less pirurim kizayis, if you've taken that original bread or challah and you've made it into very small pieces, less than a kizayis, but now it's become cake-like, and therefore you make a boyman. So you have to go make an ala mechim. I'm sorry?
Size is not large. It's a substantial amount.
Yes, I don't disagree.
In general, if you're putting anything into a porridge or into a cut, you're not going to have it's cooked in any shape, matter, form. The likelihood of a whole kazayis is pretty rare.
So what bracha are you going to make? Oh, beautiful. So you've articulated this so beautifully.
Yeah, I just understand.
Yeah.
Just
because we haven't seen a type of porridge or kugel that has large pieces of kazayis in it, that doesn't mean it's not existent. It could be somewhere in South Africa. People enjoy that as a very tasty delicacy.
Kazayis is a substantial amount.
Yes, but it's not that large. You know, it's like a kazayis. Yeah, any chalami. So it depends on how large the pieces are. Anyway, yes, Rabbi Newman.
Croutons and soup.
We're going to talk about croutons shortly. We're not there yet. Everybody's saying everybody loves croutons. We're going to talk about it. Anyway, but at this point, we're talking about large pieces of the hamoitzi, which are mixed in, and smaller pieces. And we've heard now very authoritatively from Reb Simcha that it's very rare to have a case of pirurin, which are kazayis or more. So fine. But if you have less than a kazayis, it gets mixed into some other kugel or something like that, then you go and make your bayimini mezoinis, and you make your alamechi at the end. Now, who's the one that said this halacha? This was Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, you know, Aminola. Where did I take this from? The sign of the Braisa. A person is bringing a carbon mincha to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. First, he makes a bracha. So why would he make a bracha like that when he's coming to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a carbon mincha? So Rashi says it's talking about a person that has not brought a carbon mincha in quite a long time. Rashi doesn't define what the parameters of the amount of time. Rashi says, "Im lehevi menocha ze yomim rabim." Shana langa tzait, he hasn't brought a carbon mincha. Now he's being mekayim a mitzvah. Maybe it's a year, but Rashi doesn't say a year; he just says a long time. So therefore, he's now doing a mitzvah that he hasn't done in a long time. So he makes a shechiyon, and then not lonely ochlan. If after that he took a piece to go and eat. In other words, from your standard mincha, you go and put the kmitza on the mizbeach. The rest of it is called shiore mincha, which of course is ne'echal, which is eaten. If he took to eat a piece, the Rashi quickly points out, we're not talking about the balim that brought the mincha, because if the balim that brought the mincha is a Yisrael, then he's not allowed to eat from the shiurim mincha. Who are the only ones allowed to eat from mincha? It's only the zichri kahuna. Only the kahanim can go and eat it. So it can't be that this... Oh, so maybe it means that a kohen brought the mincha after a long period of time, and he's the one that's now eating from the shiari mincha. But we know the halach is chol minchas koyin chol tiyah lo yisayachel. If you have a minchas koyin, it has to be totally burned on the mizbech. So we have to change channels, if you will, in the middle of this brisa, that the first person who makes the shechianu, that the person who brought the karb mincha, the balin, the not liyachel, is referring to the kehanim that are eating from the karb mincha. It's a little bit strain, because it doesn't say we're talking about a different person, but that's how Rashi learns pshat. If you look at the Rashi quickly, Rashi says, "Hoya Yisrael." You see, Minoah Minola. Then the next line says Hoya, about 40% down the Amud. So it says Hoya Yisrael. Oy the makr menachas and also like koyin lakriva. Oy meshechiano im lehevi menachas zeyam rabim. Not liachal hakoyin. So the Yisrael is the one that makes the bracha of the shechiano, and the koyin is the one that is going to go and eat it now. Okay, zeh good. So continuing on now, the brisa. Not liachal. What does the koyin do? Mevorach hamam meitzalech menachas. Yes, okay. For all those of you that are curious, yes. First he has to go and wash his hands and make alatilas yidoyim, and then he goes and makes a bracha hamoitzi. The tani Allah. But then the brisa adds, the kulon poises on kizayis. Now, what means kulon poises on kizayis? There are four or five different karbonos mincha, without going through the entire mesechtes menachos now al regel achas. The regular mincha that we think about is a minchas soles. Minchas soles means flour. However, besides that, you have a mincha which has already been either baked or cooked. In other words, it's already been processed. And what is the name for those menachos? You have minchas marcheshes and minchas machmas and minchas mafitaner. All very, very exciting. Even mafitaner, you have two different types. But the point of our Gemara is that before you bring a korban mincha, you have to do a kmitza. Kmitza is the kohen has to put his three fingers in and go and lift up some of that mincha, then he has to wipe both sides off. It's not an easy, it's from the avoidus koshes shebemigdish, and then this quantity and the three fingers, you got to put it on the mizbeach. Now that's easy if you're talking about solus. Solus is flour. So you put your three fingers into the flour, you pick it up, okay, nush geferlich. Yeah, it's still difficult to make sure it doesn't come from this side, that side. Good. But what happens if you're now dealing with something which has already been processed, something which has already been baked, or fried, or cooked? What do you have to do with that? You have to posseis oyser pitim. You have to go and crush it into small little crumbs, into breklach. Now, how small are these crumbs? It's in fact a machloikis in Mesechtes Menachos. The first brisa that we're quoting now is the brisa that holds that they're not crumbed into really small particles, but rather those psisois have to be a kezias. You make this larger fried, cooked, or baked mincha, you make it into psisim, into crumbs, but large crumbs, not small, tiny particles. That's what you say in the brice of a kulam poises and kezias. So now, taking these two brices together, says Rav Yosef, why do I go and make on the bracha before hamoitzi lechem min haaretz on the shiore mincha? Because if you're talking about psisim, the psisim are all a kezias or more, and that's why you make a moitzi. So there's Rabbi Yosef. That's why I said at the outset, middle of the Amud, Amr Rabbi Yosef, hay chavitza the ispe pirur and kezias. You make a moitzi. If it's less than a kezias, then you and you bench at the end. If it's less than a kezias, then you make barbin menzaynis. At the end, you have alamichia. That's why by the kavanis mincha they were careful. By the shiari mincha, since there's a din that you make a moitzi, so when they did the psisim, they made sure that it was a kezias. So Rabbi Yosef has the chayda, a nice raya, like his view. Amalei Baisa, Baisa, 1 second! Elamiyata, the ton of Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar, Porchon, Ad, Shemachzirin, the Sultan, Rabbi Shmuel respectfully disagrees, and he says that you do in fact crumble it up so well that you're machzir lesoiles. In other words, it would be roughly what we call today matzah meal, because all of the menachos were made matzah, 99% anyway. And then what do you go and do? You take it and you're now being poisis as a pitam. You go and make it into very, very fine solas into the flour. But the flour is from something which is already baked or cooked. So therefore you're talking about basically like a matzah meal. And according to him, Hachanami, would you say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to leboi beruche and moitzi lechem in haaretz, according to Rav Yosef, that you said that you're supposed to go and make hamoitzi only if the pirurim are a kezayis or more? Are you going to tell me that if the pirurim that you have now from the posis oisapitim is less than a kezayis, because it's like soulless, you're going to tell me you don't make a bracha moitzi lechem in haaretz? Meaning that's that first braisa that says that you make a shechianu, and then not l'liachlan mevorach hamoitzi. Maybe that's only according to the man yama that holds that the psisim, that the crumbs were a kezayis or more. Masha enkein, if in fact the perurim were less than a kezayis, maybe in fact Tanur Rabbi Shmuel would hold you don't make a moitzi, you'd make a mezainis. Look at me kulan kezayis v'acholan. If you took the shiori mincha together and you took a kezayis of them, im chometu, if it's a chomet, it's a type of mincha which is chomet onish kares. Of course, we're talking about on Pesach. If you ate a kezayis and it's chometz, then you have a din of karet. V'yematzu adam yoytze b'necha vasei b'pesach. You could be yoytze your din of achilas matzah with that. Now, before we continue on, we have to go forth on a slight detour and explain that this braisa on the surface is a very, very difficult braisa to understand.
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult? Because we have a perek in the Maseches Menachos which begins, Kol HaMenachos are all afuyes matzah, with the exception of the Shtei HaLechem, which was brought
on Shavuos,
as well as one of the four Lachmetoy.
Ten
of the 40. One of the four Minim. Good, but otherwise everything was matzah. If that's the case, what are we talking about? Look at me, kulin kezayis va'achlan im chomet hu onish kares. It would be difficult to have shtei halechem during Pesach. It's almost if a person asks you, what's the story? Do you have to go, if Pesach falls out in the middle of Sukkot, do you have to go and eat matzahs in the Sukkah? I mean, there's a famous story. Rabbi Krohn is not happy with the story, but since he himself mentioned the story, I think we have the liberty of telling the story. What was the story? Rabbi Pesach Krohn was visiting Eretz Yisrael, visiting his family, whatever, it was Sukkot time, and unfortunately, Le'aleinu, he tripped and he broke his leg, and he broke it very, very badly. And in fact, he had to be taken to America for purposes of operation. Baruch Hashem, he recovered. This is already several years ago. Anyway, he was recovering in the hospital, and a friend came to Mevakeh Chayla, and he wanted to kind of bring a smile to Rabbi Krohn's face. So he said, you know, this is the first time we ever heard in history that Pesach fell in during Sukkot. He was not happy with it, and he repeats the story and says that he was very upset at the person making humor at his expense. But the Maisa, that he told the story himself, so if he can say it, I can repeat the story. The Pesach, first time the Pesach fell in Sukkot. Anyway.
Quite clever. It's clever.
It's a very clever. That's why I'm repeating it. I want people to think I'm also clever, but I'm just repeating it. Yes, what's up
there? Isn't there a Hekesh
between Sukkot and Pesach? Is there a Hekesh? Yes, there is a major Hekesh, but you still don't have in Pesach usually for Sukkot.
What's
the
Hekesh?
Hekesh means that the two Pesachim have similar words.
Yeah, that's the
brush. Similar concepts. That's good. Shava. Yeah, what's up there?
You put them together, and together you have a Kazayas, right?
Right.
So is that what makes it a mutzi, or the fact?
We haven't addressed that question.
No,
we're getting off on a detail.
The first word, so it's the plus the kezayis. So it's kezayis. Here, it's putting together to make kezayis.
It's absolutely 100% correct. But first, we have to understand, even if you took together 1,000 pieces of smaller pieces or bigger pieces of a carbon mincha, and you ate it on Pesach, you're never going to be chayiv on chametz, because it's not chametz thing. It's matzah. You might get a bit bellyache if you eat so much, but you're not going to go and get kares for eating it, because it's never going to turn into chametz. And am I going to say, I'm going to go and add sa'or to it? It's already been baked. You know, you go and take a matzah and put a sourdough on top of it, it's not going to start rising. If so, then there's something wrong.
You can't have sa'or in your possession on Pesach anyway.
For sure. You know, they eat chametz either, but the person ate chametz and eats chayiv kares. So if you put sa'or, then he'd be chayiv on that too, for, you know, by your matzah. And if he didn't make a bracha, he'd be over. And if he didn't wear a yarmulke when he's eating, yeah, okay. Anyway, but the point is, yes, you have many other issues. Now, the matzu, if in fact the mincha is a matzu, in matzu, of course it's a matzu. By definition, it's all nefois matzu. Or the way the chavasu with Pesach, That's also not accurate. Why? Because the Gemara learns from a pasuk that it has to be the type of matzah you can eat b'chol moish v'seichem toichlu matzois, and b'chol moish v'seichem, the Gemara says, comes to exclude those things that you can only eat in certain places. So for instance, if you had maser sheni flour that you made matzahs out of, and they were matzahs tohiris, the best matzahs, you could not use that on Pesach night because you can't eat b'chol moish v'seichem. Where can you eat maser sheni? Only in Yerushalayim. And the same thing would apply to Kar Mincha, which you can't even eat in Yerushalayim. You can only eat it in the Azara because it has its Adam's Kachi Kudushim. So you wouldn't be yoytzi dechavasi b'Pesach. So that's why this price on the surface is a very difficult price. And Rashi seems to say that we are talking about these menachos, because Rashi says, "Vatanya look at mikulan pesisei hamenachos." If you took pieces of menachos together, if it's chometz, then you have a problem of kares. If it's matzah, it can be yaitzer. Toises respectfully disagrees. You see in the middle toises, look at mikulan pirush Rashi dekoy amenachos, and you took the small pieces. V'loinahira dimkein hechikomer dim chometzu v'amrin kamenachos bois matzah dusanishka matzah. As well as you can add that you can't go and eat Pesach, you can't eat the matzahs and biyotzi rechavasi from a kar mincha. Toises probably means that at the end when he says the chuli. Anyway, so bottom line, Toises says, therefore we're not talking about a case of a real mincha, we're just talking about a parallel case. If you had pesisim, small little breklach, small little crumbs, each one of which was less than a kazayis. You remember we heard from Reb Simcha authoritatively before that when you make a chalakugel, something similar, you always have smaller pieces than a kazayis. So you have a whole bunch of pesisim, not from a kar mincha. We're talking about something parallel to kar mincha, small little pieces of chumetz, and you collected them together and you ate a full kazayis of them, yachlon, if it's Pesach and it's chumetz, and you anish karis. So even though each one individually was small, it was a quarter of a kazayis, a tenth of a kazayis, you took four or ten pieces together, you have a kazayis, gezuntai, then you're a chayv karis. What happens with matzu? If you took together a whole bunch of small little pieces and you made a ganze matzu out of it, in other words, you put together a kazayis of matzu. At the moment, we're not rebaking anything. We're talking about in its still in its raw matzah state. You have small pieces of matzah, small little regular, not kibbutz, small regular pieces of matzah. You have one, very often if you get thin matzahs from the bakery and if they send it to you by mail or something, it's very easy. You open up the box and you'll see that all the pieces are all less than a kazayis. They're all broken into about 1,000 little pieces. So a person took all of those pieces together and he collected them and now he had Baruch Hashem a kazayis. It took him 18 pieces to get there, but he has now all these things and he eats them. Even though you didn't start off with a full matzah, you started with a full matzah, but you started at the Seder table.
He
didn't have a shalom, he had little pieces, but you ate it together, a kazayis. Okay, sinish, but that's what the Braisa tells us. Anyway, so now what's the question? The question is, let's go back to Abaye's kasha under Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that if you have pieces which are larger than a kazai is, then you have to go make a moitzi, right? Go back to the middle of the yomit. Omer Rav Yosef, hai chavitza, de ispe perurin, the perurin means crumbs, pieces of bread, pieces of matzah. If they're kazayis, a moitzi, and you end off with benching. If they're less than a kazayis, then you go make a bremen azoinis, and you make an ala mechithian. So Rav Yosef, Abin Yoraya, from the case of Menachos in Yerushalayim, where there the psisim that they made, the crumbs, were all a kazayis or more, and that's why they made a moitzi lechem min haaretz. So you see that you need a psisa, a crumb of kazayis or more, to make the hamoitzi. So Abaye said, but what about a quinter of Yishmael? That says that when you make the psisim, the small crumbs, they're less than a kazayis. They're machzir l'soilis. Are you going to tell me that according to the Tanur of Yishmael, you would not go and make hamoitzi? V'atanya, bring your raya. And again, even though we're not talking about menachos mamish, says Rashi, it says Toises, we're talking about a case identical to menachos by chulin, that if you had these small little psisim, which are less than a kazayis, you put them together, you have to go and make hamoitzi. And in fact, you can be yoitza matzah on Pesach. You make So you see, Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, I respectfully disagree. Even though the pieces individually could be less than a kazayis, if you take them together in a kugel of sorts, where they together the more than a kazayis, you heard from Rabbi Simcha before that by a kugel by definition, each piece is going to be less than a kazayis. But now you take together, you ate one, two, three slices with this kugel, and you said, it's so delicious, it's great. And now you have more than a kazayis, then according to this braisa, you have to make a moitz lechem in aretz. And Rabbi Yosef says that since each piece is less than a kazayis, you would go and make a mezoinos. Avdi Mahakam Mayaskinan, this is what Brother Shai was talking about before, Bishop Ir's son. This price, when it says Lochet Mikulon Kizayis, if it's a matzah, for instance, you can be Yoiti. The Chavasa Pesach is talking about that you took the matzah meal, these small little pieces, these small little pieces, and you rebaked it. How do you rebake it? By adding water to it and putting it into the oven, making it a nice big matzah. Oh, Bishop Ir's son, if you made a new matzah out of it, then you make a moitzi. But if you left it in these crummy little pieces, then in a chanami, this price would also agree that you could not make a moitzi lechem and aretz because they're just too small. They'd hold like Rabbi Yosef. If the pieces of bread or the pieces of matzah are just too small, even though you're mitzar of them, no, it's got to be shirzen when you rebaked it. If you look at Rashi, three lines lower, b'shirzen kishechazer v'govlan yachad v'chazer v'afan. You had your matzah meal, you add water to it, and you make new matzahs out of the matzah meal. It's what we would call recycled matzahs. Kibrotz is in, true. At this point in Gemara, you would say it's mutter. But we're not finished yet. So Gemara, Yehachim, the Sefer. Let's continue on to the Sefer. V'husha achlan b'chtei achilas pras. Notice the Lashon. V'husha achlan b'chtei achilas pras. If you eat these multiple pieces of matzah together within the short period of time, achilas pras, roughly 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it happens to be, and machloek is exactly what that is. But if you eat it together, then you could be yoitze your mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach night. Now, if they still happen to be in their crumbled form, in the form of matzah meal, small pieces less than a full matzah, then I understand why I use the expression achlan, because I'm putting together 5 pieces, 10 pieces, 12 pieces, plural. Now, if you're talking about the baked a brand new matzah, then haisha achlan she'achaloi mibayalei, it should go and say that he ate from it, from that new recharged, new reinstated, recycled matzah, and from that he ate from that a kazayis, and of course he'd get the mitzvah of chilas matzah on Seder night. By the fact that it says achlan and achloi, doesn't sound like that pshat is correct, and therefore says Yomar Yina, you're right. Achamay iskinen. Go and forget about that pshat of the ir son. We're not talking about that it was rebaked. We're talking about taka, the original pieces. And therefore we're not going to get into your gebracht shayla, Brother Shai, because in fact it didn't add water, we didn't rebake it. But rather it's talking about b'bom milechem gadol. And what the Gemara is telling us is the gevaldik chiddush, that you can have two different small psisim from chalas or matzis, and although it's exactly the same size, in certain circumstances you would make a moitzi, in certain circumstances you'd make a mezainis. What are the circumstances? What is with the remainder of that matzah? Let's, for instance, talk about, say, tonight, you have a matzah. Let's assume that you start off with a very big matzah, and half of that matzah has now crumbled into small little pieces. Since the remainder of the matzah is still a lechem gadol on these pieces, if you go and collect them together, you would go and make a moitzi. However, if the entire matzah has been broken down into small pieces, I don't have a lechem gadol left. I don't have a lechem at all left. It's only psisim, only crumbs. Even though I collect them all together and I have more than a kezayis, I still would not make a moitzi, and you wouldn't be yoitzi yedei chavasi b'pesach. Because it doesn't only depend on the size and the character of the psisim of the crumbs, to a large extent it depends on what happened to the original matzah from which these pieces have now been derived or been
the mothership.
Good. So if you look quickly at the Rashi, 3-4 lines before the wide lines, Rashi says, a little bit more, 7 lines, Hachem Ayaskinen Ubishaloi Irsan. Forget about Irsan. We're not talking about mixing it and rebaking it. No. Udukamis. Vadik Tani Dechashim Nehemi Lechem. When does it have the status of Lechem? Mbalm Lechem God. What does that mean? Venisha Min Alechem Shalay Nifras Kulai. There's still a lot of where you see we say B'mal Lechem Gadol.
Yeah.
Continue on. V'nishem min alechem shalei nifras kulay. And you still have from that original lechem, for instance, our case of the matzah, you still have a large piece which is left, shalei nifras kulay, which was not gibrekled, which was not crumbled. Aval in nifras kulay, if the entire lechem has been made into psisim, into small crumbs, lechashivi psisim hapchusim mikazayis v'lemabachin en hamoitzi v'enyoitzibin en chavasim matzim v'pesach. So what Rashi is saying in explaining our Gemara is, you can have two separate Seder plates. On one Seder plate you have small pieces of matzah, less than a kezayis. Add up 5 or 10 or 20 together, it's a kezayis. You have the other Seder plate, also a whole bunch of crumbs, less than a kezayis. You add them all up together, it's a kezayis. From the first Seder plate, you could be yoytzi, you make hamoytzi lechem in aretz, and you could be yoytzi dechavosei bepesach. From the second Seder plate, you would not be yoytzi. What does it depend on? Whether the pieces of matzah which are on the Seder plate, is that the entirety of the matzah, and there's nothing left from the original matzah, only these small little pieces which are left, less than a kezayis each, that even though you're mitzvah of them, you're not yodzei, and you make a barim and a mezainis. The other Seder plate, Baruch Hashem, half of the matzah, third of the matzah is still intact, so you can see where these baby matzahs came from. You see the mother matzah, oh, still a nice piece of matzah. Now when you add up the psisim together, if they add up to more than a kezayis, you would make hamoitzi, and you would be yoitzi dechavosei bepesach. It's a kreis achidish, because these small pieces are identical in both Seder plates. But it all depends on whether you have the mother matzah still remaining or not. Yes?
Very often in a box of shmur matzah, you'll see a lot of crumbs collecting at the bottom from multiple matzahs that collected.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have an instance where, in your case of the two Seder plates, if you were to take that large remaining chunk of matzah and put on the other one, will you now give chashivas to those crumbs, those breklach, that previously were garnished, were nothing, and didn't have chashivas? Now they can be identified as matzah because it may not be the original, their true original matzah loaf they came from, but they're identified as part in the Seder plate as matzah, as derivative of matzah. Would that identity be transferable?
It has to be a biological mother, not the biological mother, when the pieces come from that mommy, from Lechem Godel, then they are.
Okay.
If it's an adoptive mother, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Anyway, so very, very, very ingenuous.
Don't throw me out.
How did Mazonis come to matzah? How did Mazonis come into cake? Or how did Mazonis get into
matzah?
Well,
but we say Amoitzi on matzah, not Mazonis.
Why do we say Amoitzi on matzah? Because it's baked into a matzah. But now if it's more little breklach, which are less than a kezayis, the Gemara says it loses its chashivas to matzah, and now it just becomes little
croutons.
Not everybody's asked about croutons. We're going to get to the croutons shortly, everybody's saying. But that, in fact, is the what the Gemara concludes at this point. That would be the answer on to Rabbi Yosef, what Rabbi Yosef was talking about. My Havila, the Gemara says, my Havila, after this fascinating discussion about the small pieces, the small crumbs, the bigger crumbs, and the smaller crumbs, what's the din halacha ma'is my Havila? Omer Rav Sheshes, hay chavitza, the vos meant a chavitza. So we have to look at the Rashi for that. Vos a chavitza. Not chavitza, it's chavitza.
Tzadi. We're down here.
I got you.
Yeah, okay, good. So chavitza, we had already, chavitza, that's the chavitz kedera that we started off with. So actually said it early on, shemafarin betreichu ilfis lechem. Then we had the chavitza, Rashi's Umr of Yosef. We start off Umr of Yosef, hay chavitza. Chavitza, Rashi said, is ke'en shalaniki, shalanaikuk, shemafarin betreichu ilfis lechem, that you go and put pieces of bread inside a pot. Okay, so what's the din by these pieces? Says Rav Shish, hay chavitza, afagav the less bay perun kezayis, even though they do not have the size of kezayis, it's smaller than a kezayis, and you heard already from Rav Simcha a long time ago that's the way typically the case is. Baruch Halav, you still make a moitzi lechem in arts. Amarav avu di ikalei teresa dinahama, but dafka they have teresa dinahama, look at the first wide line of Rashi, toyar maris halechem, they have to still look like pieces of bread. So even though they are smaller than a kezayis, but if they look like a piece of bread, you have to continue saying amoitzi lechem and aretz. So based on our, before we continue on, based on our Gemara, l'choyre, what would come out is that you have two different types of croutons. You have croutons that look like croutons, in other words, that those crunchy types which are not originally bread, but they were originally manufactured into small little whatever, the yellow
color.
Like soup nuts or whatever like that. So that's a very different story because he never made them into lechem in the first place. Those are mezonos, not an issue. However, if you're talking about croutons that look like a piece of bread, they were a piece of bread, they still look like a piece of bread, and they're smaller than a kezayis, according to our Gemara, you would still have to go and make hamoitz lechem in aretz, because even though they're not piron kezayis, but they have two
reasons. But soup is eker.
Yeah, but today they manufacture.
You see what the Gemara says? You make a moitzi, but the ikalei turis in the
house.
Now, bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, this is not halacha lemaisa shir, you have to ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. Some of the manufacturers write on it what brother you make.
Bringing a whole new, different. not shum anymore, but how it looks. You know, it's something like with the black also with the matzah, it's not just.
Not just the size, but also the appearance.
The appearance.
If it appears to be bread, even though it's small little pieces, but you can see, it's a piece of bread, just they made it into small pieces. But based on Akimor, you still have to have. Exactly, you still have to make a baisi. Once again, you have a shayla halacha, you go and ask your favorite competent Orthodox rabbi. Yeah. Getting on to the next case. Yes, Rabbi Newman.
I mean, you don't need the mother.
According to Gemara, Teretz, no. So the Gemara has my Havilah after going through all of these various terutzim and pshatim. Says Gemara, Halacha Lamaisi, Rav Sheshes.
Looks like
but it. Our Halacha Lamaisi have to ask Aruf. And we continue on to the next case, which is Truknin. Truknin Achayavim Bechala. Now, exactly what are Truknin? So not only don't we know what Truknin is, you'll see that the Gemara doesn't know what Truknin is. Truknin Achayavim Bechala, if you go and process grain into truknin, then you have to go and give challah. Truknin beturim in a challah. There happens to be another gears of the gra which says that even Rabbi Amar Biyachan also said that the chayav bechallah. So it's a shaila what the text is in the Gemara, whether it's chay, whether it's potter. But my truknin, what's it come to truknin? Amar Abaye kuba diara. Okay, so now we really know what that is. So now if you go back to the first wide line of Rashi, kuba diara is. You have an oven. Now, any of you ever seen the baking of bread or cake or whatever? You, of course, you go and take the kemah. You take. Slowly, we're going to get to you in a minute. One. Don't be nervous. We go and take the kemah. We take the flour and you mix it with your water. Or if you're making cake, you go and mix it with oranges, apple juice, whatever, and you mix it into a nice batter. And then you take the batter and you put it into a mold, into a form, into whatever, and you bake it. Here we're talking about a person that took. Two separate things. He took kemach, he took flour, and he took water, and instead of mixing them together in a batter, he poured the two into a loch, into a hole on the bottom of the oven. Look, Kuba Diara says Rashi, Oysa Mokum Chalal Bekir. Inside the oven, he made a chalal, he made an open hollow on the bottom. The Noysa Metoichemayim, he pours in water. The kemach, he also pours in kemach. Kemosh Oysa Milfas, like you make inside a pot, or you make inside a pan, and you didn't have a prior batter, you just poured it all in, so obviously it does mix to a certain extent, and it will become, to a certain extent, some sort of bread or whatever. Nevertheless, says the Tanakam over here, not Tanakam, but the first man the Yomar, it's Chayib Bechala, because it has a status like a bread, even though it's poor man's bread, this is not a normal bread, but also the dinner bread. But Rav Yehudah said, no, it's part of the challah.
It's not a batter, so you're taking challah from a processed item then in this case, yes?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
After it's already finished. Exactly. Miyomar Abai, Teresa Peturim and a challah. Freaking on my Teresa, not Mother Teresa. We just talked about Teresa. What's the din of Teresa? Dr. Who's the Teresa? Simon has three versions. Ikriyami, Gvil Martech. Ikriyami, Nahama de Hindika. Ikriyami, Lechem Osi Lekutach. So let's go one at a time. The first one is Gvil Mirtach. What is Gvil Mirtach? Next Rashi. Gvil Mirtach is Noisin Kemachu Mayim Bekli. Uboich Shemekaf. You go and take. You take kemach, you take flour, you take water, you put them in a kli, and you mix it together. So you have a batter. V'shoyuchin ala kira kishihi nisekes. Instead of putting it in a nice mold or something, you go and put on top of the hot oven, on top of the stove. In other words, this reminds us something like a pancake. Something like a pancake.
Kishihi
nisekes, what is when it's hot. So you go and put it on a hot surface, like on a pan, like you put like on a grill. You pour it out, and you make it into some sort of a pancake. Okay, so that's part of the challah because it's not bread, it's not challah. It's okay. So that's version number one. Version number two is Nahama de Hindika. What's that? Nahama de Hindika is a trashi. Botzik she'oifen bishpud u'moishchen oisay tamid b'shemen oibemei beitzim b'shemen. Which means Hindika, some say, means that it comes from India, and therefore this is a form of Indian bread. Now, how do they make Indian bread? Instead of putting them in your normal mold, in your normal form, what you did was they attached it or they let it hang from a shbud, from a spit, like you were roasting chickens or whatever, instead you are now baking your batzik on the shbud, but you didn't just leave it there. From time to time, you would open up the oven and you'd go and smear it from both sides with shemen, some sort of oil, or with nevayim, with some sort of egg and shemen and also oil, and it was really, really, really delicious. But anyway, it did not really look like a bread. Therefore, it's patur min ha'halacha. The third version is lechem osel lekutach. What's heis lechem osel kutach? Kutach, by the way, you have very often in Gemara. That's referring to some yogurt. Sort of milk dip, like a yogurt type of thing. And in that milky dip, they also mixed in pieces of challah, pieces of bread. Here our Gemara tells us that the bread that was used for kutach was typically not baked in an oven, but it was sun-baked bread. Sometimes you see nowadays sun-baked raisins or something. So this, if you look at the last Rashi, lechem osa the kutach ein oifen oisa betaner, ela bechama. You put together your whole bread batter, and instead of putting it inside the oven, you left it outside in the Sahara Desert, and then it had a chance to go and get baked in the sun, and it's really delicious. Anyway, for that's potam and achala. Freyti mor batanya. But by that third case of the lechem osa, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Tani rabchia, lechem osa the kutach, potam and achala, that's the third definition of trisa. Is it chai b'chal? Is it potam b'chal? That's more chosik in the Tani Tama. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, maseh moichichan oleh. It really depends on the nature of the batter that you've put in the sun to bake. What does that mean? Osin ki oven. If you made it nice and thick, like a regular, Rashi says, a gluska, like a roll, then you would be chayv, because you're being megaladas, as Rashi did lechemasa. Why would you go make into a nice, large, beautiful roll? Presumably because you want to wash on it, and you want to have the bread, and you want to go make a sandwich or whatever. So therefore you're chayov, and then you'd be chayv b'chala, like a bread and like a roll. Kilimudim, Rashi says, limudim means kanasorim ba'alma, which means like thin wafers. Oh, in other words, you spread it out on the surface there in the desert or in the hot sun, you spread it out like a batter of a pancake, and you spread it out, so therefore it's very, very thin. Oh, what are you going to do with it afterwards? You're not going to eat it that way. You're going to put it in small pieces. You're going to add it to the kutach. Then it's poturim, and you'll be poturim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.